Psalm 81 tells us how God is willing. Psalm 81, verses 6, 7, and 16. The Lord, Yahweh, speaking to his people of Israel in Egypt and to us. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were freed from the baskets. You called in trouble, and I delivered you. I would have fed them also with the finest of wheat, and with honey from the rock. I would have satisfied you. That's God, Yahweh, through the psalmist named Asaph, speaking to all those who ignored him, even after all his gifts of blessings. 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord Yahweh is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but God is willing that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9, and all through his scriptures.
Strength, shout aloud to God.
God named Yahweh, warns us. It is impossible for those who once were enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have a taste of the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, if they fall away by their choice, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to open shame. Hebrews 6. In Matthew 23 at the end, Jesus said, "Oh, how often I wanted to gather you together as a hen gathers her chicks under his wings, but you were not willing. But God is willing for you to come, or willing to let you reject him." In Malachi 4, verse 2, the Lord of hosts, named Yahweh, promises, "To you who fear my name," that is, to revere and honor him, "the Son of Righteousness shall come with healing in his wings." We know that the robes of men in Israel had tassels that were called wings. The woman who touched Jesus' hem on his robe knew this Malachi 4 prophecy, and he healed her. Jesus, whom God had prophesied 400 years earlier,